Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we present Accents of the British Isles, Edinburgh.
So this book's been knocking about in my head for quite a while, so just to get something down on paper felt great.
Newcastle.
So I've gone out to Eric, right, and I've said to him, like, can me lads sit in, do you know what I mean? He says, oh, mate, we're the cream, people didn't sit in with us, do you know what I mean? Well, I says to him, me lads pretty good on that, aye. So Jimmy gets up, right, starts playing, and Eric's hands have fallen off the guitar, right? I look at him, I says, hey, canny guitar player, eh?
Manchester.
This new album, right, it's going to surprise a lot of people, yeah, a lot of fans, and probably surprise us as well, because I can't remember anything about recording it, to be honest, so, you know.
London. Newington Green.
Tabitha, Cressida, stop fighting. And if you must fight, Mummy insists you use capoeira. Mummy will fetch her birimbau. Bung bung, bung bung, bung bung.
The Republic of Ireland, County Clare.
This old, you know, the fella comes out there, you know, 30 euros and 10, you know, he's all bickering about, and all the fella, what's the fella on the table, you know, rich corner on the table, and he's still van, you know. So he's jumping over the thing, and the whole thing goes mental, the heart is running around all over the place. The fella's screaming, get the heart out here, get the heart out.
Go away.
Michael Collins, of course, worked initially in the post office in London, which, when you consider what happened 10 years down the line, of course, in the GPO in Dublin, is fairly ironic. And I suppose he'll always be a divisive figure in Irish history. And that's, I mean, that in itself, I suppose, is debatable.